Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy, as always, to say I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And I want Him to be yours. He can be yours. He came to be yours. The Bible said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. In the book of Luke 19 and 10. If you're lost, friend, if you don't know for sure if you'd die today that you'd go to heaven, you're lost. Do you know that? You may not want to admit that. That may be hard to say for you. But I'll tell you, you can never get to heaven until you first admit that you're lost. The Bible said, they that be whole need not a physician. And the inference is there that those folks that aren't whole, those folks that are sick, those folks that have some kind of physical malady need some help from somebody else. Well, we've all been born with a spiritual malady, and we need a Savior. His name is Jesus. Hey, He's not one among many. Bless God, He's the one and the only. And I'm happy to be able to declare that. That's true, friend. You say, preacher, you're bigoted, you're biased. Well, I'm going to tell you, when you got the truth, you can afford to be. Do you hear me? Not going to apologize for what I believe, who I believe in, knowing what He's done, knowing who He is, knowing what He's doing, knowing what He's going to do very shortly. Why should I apologize for the truth? I'm terribly happy that you're here, and I'm happy to be here. To make it to this program, I've been under the weather the last couple of weeks and had to kind of reach back in the repository of messages in the past and use them. I'm glad that I've got them to do, but I'm happy. I'm happy to be live today. Isn't that amazing? Now, I'm not live today when this is aired. I'm just live right now in my study doing this radio program, and I rejoice for the calling God's put on my life, for the privilege that He has given to me, friend, to meet with you as we do regularly, share from the Word of God, seek to worship Him who is, who was, and who always shall be, seek to edify the believers, seek to convince the lost that they need Christ as their Savior. And that's what I'm going to deal with today. I want to talk to you that are lost and undone. You, sir, you, ma'am, that think nobody cares. You ever been to that place? Well, you're not the first one. You'll not be the last one, by the way. I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach a message from a man who was a man of God. He'd gotten such a shape one time in his life, he thought nobody cared for his soul. I'm going to be looking in Psalm 142. I don't know how much of that great psalm I'll read. It's only 7 verses. Probably read it all. I'm going to be looking at one verse in particular, verse 4. And I'll share a simple salvation message with you today. I'm glad that you've tuned in, and I hope that you feel the same. Do you hear me? I hope that you feel the same. Well, before I do the message, Debbie's got a song she's going to do. The title of it is, He Knew and He Did. And by the way, He still does. You enjoy the song, won't you? I'm sure that you will. As soon as Debbie gets done, I'll be back, meet you in the book of Psalms, Psalm 142. It's not a chapter. It's a psalm. Here's Debbie with He Knew.
From the beginning, the Father said to the Son, you must go and die.
What a mighty Savior we have. What a mighty God we serve. Listen, He knows. He knows all there is to know about me, all there is to know about you, all there is to know about us, friend, and He loves us enough. God Almighty loves us enough to send His Son, only begotten, His Son, only begotten, to die for sinners like me and you. And that's what I'm going to preach about. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. Listen, friend, I'm going to talk to you about no man careth for my soul. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 142, the Word of God says this, and this is a prayer of David. It's a prayer of instruction. If I understand the word maskil that is written in the salutation or whatever it's called that comes before this psalm, he said, David did, he said, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I shewed before Him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. David said, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man careth for my soul. And I cried unto Thee, O Lord, I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. I'm going to turn our thoughts and our attention very quickly to verse 4, where David said, I looked on my right hand, and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. And notice this next phrase. He said, no man careth for my soul. David was in a pickle at this time. David was in a place, friend, a bad place in his life. I mean, it was a low time. Listen, he'd been pursued by a man by the name of Saul, without a doubt, and at this time he was in a cave, and probably was the cave of Adullam. Nobody knows for sure. It could have been the cave in Gedi. There were two places that David, when life got bad, he resorted to so that he might hide and so that he might even be refreshed in the presence of God, not being pursued or at least out of the presence of King Saul. And yea, this mighty man of God, this man after God's own heart, cried and said when he was in the place that he was in with life pressing in on him as greatly as it was, he said, no man careth for my soul. Oh, listen. Listen. That's a lonely place to be, is it not? And I want to tell you something. Listen, sir. Listen, ma'am. I want you to listen. You that have tuned in this morning, your life has been messed up with drugs and some kind of addiction. I mean to tell you, you listen, you've been under the control of somebody else's power or some other power. You know that demons have been affecting your life. You know that that death has knocked on your door time and again. And some way or another, some way by grace, it's only by grace and the goodness of Almighty God, you're still alive. You're still atop of terra firma. You're still on top of the grass and not under it. And you don't understand. You don't know you should have been dead, you think. You could look back in your mind and your memory just right now and think, my, remember that time and that place and that event and that set of circumstances that I not only could have died, but I should have. Why didn't I? Well, I want to tell you something, friend. Somebody cares. Do you hear me? Glory to God. Somebody cares. Listen, dope and drink. Unbelief and any kind of addiction you could think of could put you to the place where you feel like no man cares about you. No man loves you. No man would do anything to help you. But oh, let me tell you something. Thank God there's somebody that cares. There's somebody that loves in an amazing way, in an endless way, in an unconditional way. There's somebody that cares, thank God. I'll tell you, I know what it is to be down and out, don't you? I've never were hidden in a cave, but I've gone into my own mental cave, if you'll allow me to say it that way. Maybe you have too, but listen, friend, we're in the day of grace. Thank God in this dispensation of time that God has given to us. We live in the dispensation of the grace of God. And I'm glad for that. Listen, God's grace has always been displayed from the beginning to the end. It shall be displayed, but in a major, mighty way today is the day of grace. And I'm telling you, it's that, sir. It's that, ma'am, because somebody cares. Maybe you've gotten to the place that you don't care what happens to you. Maybe you think your family doesn't love you anymore. Maybe you think no one in your community cares diddly squat about you. But oh, let me tell you something, friend. There's some that cares for your soul. David, you think about David, that great man of God, that great psalmist, that great warrior, both on the battlefield and on his knees, prostrate even before God. You think about him getting into that emotional and mental shape to where he felt like no man cared for him. Well, let's see what the Word of God says. I'm here to tell you there's help and there's hope. Such strong words, those two words are right. I'm here to tell you there's help and there's hope for you. All this message might be being heard to somebody that feels like they have no hope and they feel like there is no help. Oh, you're so depressed that you didn't even want to wake up this morning, let alone get out of bed. You're so depressed. You just feel like that to end it all would be better. Hey, I'm telling you, if you don't have any hope right now, thank God, I believe I've got enough to share with you. The Word of God is filled with both hope and help, and all you have to do is realize that there is somebody that loves you eternally, somebody that loves you liberally, somebody that loves you unconditionally, somebody that loves you willfully, somebody that loves you just like you are. But they love you so much they don't want to leave you that way. They want to deliver you. They want to see you become something better for yourself and those that are around you. I'm telling you, there's somebody that cares for your soul. You say, who is it, preacher? Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot. There's a lot that I could say, but I'm just going to talk about. I'm going to talk about three different people that care for your soul. Two of them are individuals, and two of them, bless God, are a part of something marvelous. Might as well listen. And the third of them is a part of a group that belongs to them. But I want you to know, God cares for your soul, sir. God cares for your soul, ma'am. Do you know that? Look, one of the greatest verses of Scripture in the entire Word of God, no doubt has to be John 3:16. Isn't that an amazing verse of Scripture? Somebody told me one time that I was reading after or listening to them preach, whatever the case may be, and they said that it was just an accident. That in the translation out of the Greek into the King's language, if you will, when the King James Bible was translated and authorized, they said it was just an accident of translation. That there are 25 words in John 3:16 with the word Son being found in the middle. I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, God in John 3:16 is lumping grace upon grace for sinners like me and you, and people that need to be delivered, people that are lost, people that are destitute, people that are distressed, people that are in despair. Hey, listen, we don't need to be judged. We're already that. We already know we're condemned. We need somebody to love us, somebody to deliver us, somebody that cares for us even more than we care for ourselves. And the Bible said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Some of you are existing today. That's all you're doing. You're just making it from one day to the next, and you don't know why or you don't know how. I'll tell you, it's by the grace of God that you are. Listen, the devil would have you in hell. The devil would have you under hell if that would be possible. He wants to crush the life out of you. He's pretty much robbed you of anything and everything dear to your life. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God does. But can I tell you something, friend? There is a God of grace and mercy, of eternal love, listen, that loves you and is willing to make a difference in your life. If you'll turn to Him, if you'll admit that you're a sinner, if you'll call on Him for mercy, ask Him to save you, ask Him for that wonderful thing that nobody can explain called grace, He'll pick you up, He'll clean you up, He'll dress you up, He'll fill you up, and one day He'll come and take you up. I am here to tell you, bless God, God cares for your soul. God cares so much that He gave the best that He had, friend. He gave His only begotten Son. So let me tell you, number two, Jesus cares for your soul. The Bible tells us that burnt offerings and sacrifices thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. Lo, He said, it's written in the volume of the books of me to do thy will. And you say, what was God's will, preacher? What was God's will for His Son? Well, listen to what the Word of God said, that He become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. God's will for His Son, sir, ma'am, was to take your curse, not to take your place, to die in your stead, to die not only for you, but to die as you, to suffer your eternal separation, to suffer God's wrath upon you that was rightfully yours. Hey, I want to tell you something. There was a man to the name of Jesus who was birthed by a woman by the name of Mary. She was a virgin, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, and when her and her husband Joseph took him to be presented in the temple and to be named, they called His name Jesus, for He was to save His people from their sin. You, sir, you, ma'am, could be delivered today. You can be set free. You can be made a new creature in Christ. Or you can have a new beginning today if you want it. Here on this Lord's Day, you can have it. It's the eighth day. You can have a new beginning. And by the way, if you need a new beginning again, and He'll give it to you. Hey, I'm telling you, there's somebody that cares. It's God Almighty who is higher than the highest. Hey, He's the one and the only. He's the great I am that I am. His Son, bless God, is God too. I'm their one, although they exist as a Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Father did His work, the Son's done His work, and the Holy Spirit doing His work because He cares, thank God. God the Father cares. God the Son cares. God the Holy Spirit cares. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, He's the one that moved on my heart to preach you this message today. He's the one, bless God, that's moving on your heart as I preach this message today. He's the one that's encouraging you to repent of your sin. He's the one that's convincing you that, yeah, you're a sinner. Yeah, you're a sinner, but you can be saved by the grace of God. I'm here to tell you, there's somebody that cares. There's somebody that cares for your soul that'll spend someplace in eternity. And where will it be is determined by you. Jesus said it can be heaven if you repent and receive, but it'll be hell if you reject and refuse. Oh, God the Father cares. God the Son cares. God the Holy Spirit cares. And you know who else cares? The church cares. Thank God. Over there in the book of the Revelation, oh, what a wonderful verse this is when Jesus is getting ready to wrap up that great book of prophecy. And the Bible said the Spirit and the Bride say, come. You know who the Bride is? That's the church of Jesus Christ. Thank God. He said the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Spirit
Spirit moves us, bless God, that know Christ, that profess Christ as our Savior, that possess Christ and are possessed of Christ, He moves us, bless God, to carry on the gospel message, to carry on the work that Jesus began. You see, Jesus is the head of the church. From the neck down, bless God, we're His body. We're His feet that carry the gospel. We're His mouthpiece that speaks. Bless God, that word of hope and that message of grace, that message of reconciliation, that message of repentance and righteousness. We're the one that reaches out, bless God, to do service for those that are what we used to be, sinners on their way to a Christless eternity. And He said, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Oh, listen, sir. Listen, ma'am. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've done. Don't really care. I just know this. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is able to cleanse you from all your sin. The Bible said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I'm telling you what Jesus will do. If you come to Him with a broken heart, broken, a contrite spirit, if you come to Him repenting, if you come to Him confessing your sin, if you come telling Him that you believe that He died, that you believe that God raised Him from the dead, that you believe that He'll save you if you're called on Him, I'll guarantee, listen, He'll save you. He'll deliver you. He'll make you a new creature in Him. He'll clean you up again. He'll fix you up. He'll stand you up. Hey, listen, bless God, He'll do whatever it takes to make you what He needs for you to be, what He plans for you to be. But oh, listen, somebody cares. Bless God, I care. There are people that care about you that you'll never meet in this life, and you'll probably never meet me. There are people that support this radio ministry. Thank God, this little country radio preacher, by their finances, by their prayer, by their verbal support. Do you know that? And they say, hey, preacher, preach the gospel to those that are lost. Preach the gospel to those that are addicted. Preach the gospel to those that lost everything, their soul that they have. Preach the gospel to those who are in the darkness. Preach the gospel to those who are on the verge of hell. Preach the gospel to them, preacher. Pluck them out of the fire. Do whatever you can, preacher. I support you. Thank God, I support you so you can tell people that there's a man by the name of Jesus that cares. He's the Son of God Almighty. He's the great I Am that I Am. And the Holy Spirit that makes up the third part of that Trinity is working with you now. Hey, listen, I tell you what you do. I just bow your head, humble your heart, and say, God, I'm a sinner. Look, you don't have to tell Him everything you've done. Just tell Him what you want to. He knows all about it anyway. Call on Him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Go to Him. He said, he that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. John 3:16 again says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now listen to this closely. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'll tell you, you can get it today. All you got to do is repent of your sin. Aren't you sick of it? It's left you empty. It's left you old. It's left you bear. You've lost everything but your soul. Go to Him. Go to Him and find what God Almighty is able to do. Father, thank You for the love that You have, the love that You display, the love that will never change. It's unconditional. The love that comes from You who is love. Oh God, change a life today. Change a heart. Change a destiny. Change a home. God, do what only You can do in delivering the lost from darkness and translating them into light. I break the power of Satan, of addiction, and all kinds of sin on their life. Make them sober. Make them holy, God. Declare them just in Your sight today, and we'll give You the glory for it all in Jesus' name, I pray. Thanks for tuning in. Write and let me know that you've come to know Christ as your Savior. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours. And you are